Mal said. She didn't want to be flashy about it, like the shoes. But I hear things. You got ears like a cat, Ma. Ma ears, she countered, and winked at him. Goes with the territory. I forgot one. My brother. My big brother Jim. Dave scrubbed his hands over his face. He can't stand Jerry. Never could. Used to call him fuckweed. Sorry, Mrs. G, but that's verbatim, you know. Jim's not rich or anything, but he does okay. He lives in Brooklyn, him and his lady. They're getting married next year. Jim tuned him up once. Jerry said something ugly about the girl Jim was seeing then. You remember Natalie Sissel, Mel? So Jim punched his lights out, just pow pow, and walked away. It was pretty humiliating because Jim let Jerry throw the first punch, then just rocked him out, right outside Vinny's pizzeria so everybody saw it. I've got to talk to Jim. Dave sprang up, dragging out his link as he hurried into another room. Looking ill, Mal watched Dave run out. You really think he'll try to hurt somebody else? Try to do what he did to his parents? To Lori? I think it's good you're staying here, looking after your mother. You need to contact me immediately if he contacts you, if you see him. She pulled out the morph. He's changed his looks. This is more what he'll look like now. God, he looks different. That's the idea. Eve got to her feet. If you think of anyone else, anything else, contact me. Anytime. Something strikes in the middle of the night, pick up your link and tag me. Don't mess with this, Mel. I'll get you those cookies. Eve started to refuse the offer, but realized she wanted them, and that Mrs. Gold was giving her the eye. Thanks. I'll come back and get them. She followed Mal's mother into a spotless working kitchen. He's not going to want to tell you if Jerry gets in touch. Mrs. Gold kept her voice low as she laid cookies in a clear disposable tub. He's loyal, and there's a part of him still that can't believe it. He's a good boy, a good friend. But he won't leave me alone, and he'd tell me. So I can promise you, if that fuckweed, and I can swear in my own house, tags him or comes by, you'll know and know quick. And if he thinks I'm afraid, he won't hesitate to tell you himself. I'll make sure he thinks I'm afraid. But you're not. I can take care of myself, and that mean little brat. Believe me, he's not getting anywhere near my boy. He's lucky to have you. And you're lucky to have him. You're right, both times. You eat these cookies. She passed the tub to Eve. You can use the calories. Chapter 14. Out on the sidewalk, Eve took a moment to think it through. Brother Jim kicked his ass. He'd want payback there. But that's dealing with a guy who's likely stronger. He'd need to get in close with a weapon. But maybe snatching the fiancé. We'll check on that. Little League coach. Maybe something there since one of his weapons of choice is a baseball bat. The model, Peabody put in. Dented ego, like with the ex-girlfriend. And she may have some money. Yeah. A more likely on the scale. The school teacher. She cost him his summer, embarrassed him, and she's got money, lives alone, and she's got e-skills, maybe the kind that can create good fake ID. Too many of them, she thought. He could pick any one of them out of his murderous hat. We check on them all. All? Reach out to Brooklyn. Get a couple of cops to check on Dave's brother and the fiancé, and you take the Schumachers. They're practically around the corner. Head that way while you tag Brooklyn. I'll get people on the rest. Pulling out her link, she hit on Jenkinson. Read the Reinhold investigation. I need alive and well and stay that way checks. Take down these names and addresses. Ready when you are, boss. Marlene Wislett, Eve began, and ran down the list. I want a two-man team on each, and I want a face-to-face, in-person checks. Gerald Reinhold is looking for his next target, or he's picked one. I need these people taking precautions. Better, convince them to agree to protection. All of them? All of them. If they've heard from Reinhold, I need to know. If anything, I mean anything, and their demeanor seems off, push it. I want everyone with eyes peeled for Reinhold. We're on it, LT. Report back when it's done. She clicked off as Peabody came huffing back. They're clear. The Schumachers. They were calling in their grandson when I left. He's retired Army. And Brooklyn's sending a unit to check on Brother Jim and Lady. Good enough. We'll take the teacher, the computer teacher. She's close, and Jenkinson's sending out teams on the rest. Got her address here. Want to tag her first? Yeah, go ahead, Eve said as they got into the car. Let her know we're coming. Older woman, Eve thought as she drove. Living alone. Easier pickings than the men, or that would be the assumption. Family money. Can't live the good life without money. E instructor. She's not answering. Peabody shifted. Straight to V-mail. Eve went with her gut and punched the speed. Tag the coach and the model, she ordered. I want them on alert. Offer protection if they want it. And I want a probability on the names Mal and Dave gave us. We'll work down the scale after Farnsworth. Still following her gut, she double-parked rather than looking for a space near the brownstone. Nice house. Neighbors close, but still private. It's a good target, damn it. A really good target. She pushed through the little gate and hurried to the door with Peabody behind her, still talking on her link. She rang. She knocked. And the feeling in her gut sharpened. The security's not engaged. If she went out, why isn't the security engaged? Take the place on the left. See if they've seen Farnsworth. I'll take the right. Eve jogged to the neighboring house, rang that bell. Moments later, a female voice spoke briskly through the intercom. Can I help you? Ma'am, I'm the police. Eve held her badge up for the scan. Lieutenant Dallas, NYPSD. I'm looking for your neighbor, Ms. Farnsworth. The door opened. The woman sported a messy brown ponytail and bold red sweats with thick striped socks on her feet. As she studied Eve out of sleepy eyes, she shifted a bundle wrapped in a blue blanket from one arm to the other. It took Eve a moment after hearing the mewling sounds to identify a baby. Why are you looking for her? I need to speak with her on a matter. She doesn't answer her door or her link. Can you tell me when you last saw her? I guess it was last night. I got up to feed Colin, and she was out walking Snuffy. Snuffy? Her dog. She's got a sweet little dog. I noticed her leaving the house with Snuffy about 11 last night. You haven't seen her today? Now that you mention it, I guess not. But Brad took the morning feeding, when she'd have walked the dog again. Wait a minute. She stepped back, turned her head. Brad? Eve heard a thud, a distinct, ow! The woman laughed. He fell off the couch, she told Eve. Colin's almost 3 weeks old, and it's been almost 3 weeks since either of us got any real sleep. We're on parental leave. The man came out to join the woman. He looked rumpled, glassy-eyed, and rubbed his elbow. What is it? It's the police. They're looking for Ms. Farnsworth. Why? I need to speak with her, Eve put in. Have you seen her today? I'm lucky to see, period. He rubbed at his eyes. No, I guess not. Wasn't she supposed to come by with that soup? Was that today? The woman swayed side to side, as what was in the blue blanket made piping sounds. I guess it was. They blur. She was going to bring us soup, her grandmother's recipe. She's been sweet about checking on us and Colin, even picking up things at the market or having her droid check in to see if we need anything. I think I saw her droid. Eve shifted attention to the new father. Her droid? Yeah, I was out a little while ago, just a walk, some fresh air. I think I saw her droid up the block, carrying some of the electronics. She's got a load of them. Used to teach comp science. Is something wrong? The woman asked. Stay inside. Eve bolted back, just as Peabody stepped away from the neighbor on the other side. They haven't seen her all day, Peabody began. She's got a dog and walks it regularly, but today... Shit! Peabody finished when Eve whipped out her master. She's got a droid. Neighbors spotted it carting electronics away. Record on. Shit, Peabody said again, drew her weapon. They went through the door. Peabody right, Eve left. Miss Farnsworth, Eve called out as she moved through the first floor, clearing. This is the police. She saw spaces on shelves and tables where the lack of balance told her something might have stood. She saw the destruction in the kitchen, and not a single comp or link on the first floor. She knew, head and gut, before they started upstairs, she knew they were too late. She smelled the urine and the death, motioned Peabody to take the right again as they topped the stairs. She went left and into the home office. Barely cold, she thought, as she checked the body. Another mean, ugly death, with her swimming in its wake. Then she put it aside, straightened. We got a body, she called out, and pulled out her comm to call it in. Second floor's clear, except for... Peabody walked in, carrying a whimpering bundle. For a stunned instant, Eve thought it was another baby. What the hell? He was under the bed. I heard him crying when I went in to clear. And there was this little blanket, so I wrapped him up. He's hurt, Dallas. I don't know how bad. However bad, she's worse. It's her little dog. The neighbor said she walks Snuffy several times a day, but not today. No, she won't be walking Snuffy anymore. We need field kits. I called it in. I'll get them, but we have to do something for Snuffy. Eve dragged a hand through her hair. She saw the dog clearly enough now and pain in its soft brown eyes. What? I'll see if I can tag a vet while I'm getting the kits. He's really hurt. Okay, Snuffy, Peabody crooned as she walked away. We're gonna take care of you. It's okay. On a sigh, Eve turned back to the body. I guess that leaves you and me. Victim is Caucasian female, she began for the record. She glanced over when Peabody came back with the kits. What did you do with the dog? The father next door, the house you took, he came out when he saw me. He knows the vet. It's only a couple blocks away, so he took Snuffy and he's running him there right now. They sealed up. Take this floor first, Eve told her. Nobody saw her today, so it's likely he got in last night after she walked the dog. He probably put a lot of hours in here. He slept somewhere. Let's see if he left anything behind. And see if you can find the droid. I didn't see one when we cleared. Eve confirmed ID for the record, took out her gauges for time of death. 43 minutes, she noted. She'd been less than an hour behind him. He had you all night. Most of the day, she murmured. Bashed you first, didn't he? She checked the back of the head through the plastic, studied the wound, the dried blood. That's his way. Walking your dog. Just taking your dog out before bed. He was waiting for you. Like his father. Like his ex. You come back, open the door, and he attacks from behind. Then he's inside in seconds and can take his time. What did he do? Kick the dog? Heave it? Use it for a little batting practice? She examined the body as she spoke. Hauled you upstairs. There's a reason for that. You're a big woman, and why cart you all the way up here? Office equipment. This is your office. Desk, chair, small couch. Computer science teacher. You probably had good equipment. She examined the blood, the skin tears on the wrists and arms, the ankles. You tried. Looks like you tried pretty damn hard. Kept you alive all that time, so he had a use for you. Dallas? It looks like he used her bedroom. I checked the recycler in the bath, and I can see some of the packaging, the stuff he bought. Hair product, skin product, some hair, too. He cut his hair. Okay. Uniforms are here. Give them a copy of the morph for the canvas. I want them to show his ID shot and the morph. Peabody nodded. Do you think he pushed her over like that? Maybe she fell over, struggling. Hard to say, but she sure as hell didn't just sit and take it. She ripped skin off trying to get out of the tape. The neighbors I talked to like her. You could tell. Peabody drew in a breath. There's no droid up here. I still have to go over the main floor, but I didn't see one down there either. He kept it. Handy to have a droid. Clean up after him, run errands. He'd like that. Let's find out what she had. Get a bolo out there, too. On it. He could come back, Dallas. It's a nice place, a big house. It'd make a good base. Neighbors. They'd have started asking questions in another day or two about her, the dog, or she'd have an appointment. He got what he wanted here. Face grim, Peabody looked down at the body. Because she flunked him in computer science. In high school. Because she pissed him off. It's all he needs now. And money. Get the uniforms started. Eve pulled out her link. Feeney said, Yo! I got another DB. Computer science teacher, retired. What, he get a D? She flunked him, so he paid her back by smothering her with a plastic bag after keeping her tied and taped to a chair for about 18 hours and bashing up her little dog. Fucker. Yeah, he is. She's supposed to have a lot of nice equipment, but he cleaned her out. Feeney's already droopy face drooped further. Can't help you if I don't have the toys. I'm going to do a search to find out what she had, but meanwhile, she's supposed to have had some nice scratch. He'd want it. You want me to look for the money? No problem. He knows we'll find her sooner or later. Knows we know who he is. She'd know some tricks, right? Bouncing money around, tucking it away. If she was any good at her job, she'd know the ins, the outs. She was good at her job. If he got her to pull out the money, transfer it, he'd make her cover the tracks. She looked down at the torn skin, the raw bruising. But she wasn't a pushover. Maybe there are tricks in the tricks. So, it takes an E-man. I happen to be one. Give me the data you've got. Farnsworth, Eve began. Edie Barrett. When she finished with the body, she started on the room. She believed he'd spent considerable time in there, forcing Farnsworth to drain her accounts. And wouldn't she be the perfect source for a new ID? A veteran e-teacher. Eve closed her eyes a moment. He'd changed his appearance here. Hair, skin tone, eyes. He'd waited until he'd come here. He'd already planned this next move. She turned as Peabody stepped up to the door again. He probably came here straight from the X's. The timing works well enough with the last sighting of his Vic. He had what he needed in the duffel. Tape, rope, knife, bat, clothes, the products. Kill the ex, come here, use Farnsworth not only for the next kill, but as his vehicle for a new ID, more money. This place is worth a nice bundle, Peabody commented. How much did she have? Eve's link signaled, and she read Feeney on her display. Tell you in a minute. Dallas. Your Vic had nearly $4 million, not including real property, jewelry, art, and like that. Damn it. He's rolling now. Every account she had I found on a quick search was emptied as of today. You're not going to make my day and tell me by a simple transfer. No can do. Some fancy finger work, but we'll find it. Just giving you a heads up. Appreciate it. He hit the jackpot, she said to Peabody when she clicked off, and he was smart enough to make it complicated. We're going to stick with she was smarter and we're smarter, but right now he's feeling rich. He could rabbit with that much money. I don't think so. Enjoying it too much, she thought. Batting 1,000 so far. More scores to settle. He's still going to want money. Why quit when you're ahead? But that won't be as urgent. He may do the next without that as a particular factor. It's a long list, Dallas. We're going to contact every name on it, and we're going to ask everyone we contact if they know of anyone else we should add on. If any of them wants protection, we'll put a cop on them. I'll find it in the budget. He had a tantrum down in the kitchen. At least it looks like one. Yeah, I saw. It's mean when you really look at it. Broken dishes, gouged counters and appliances, glassware shattered, food tossed around. Something really pissed him off. She took one last look at the body. I hope it was her. He wanted her to suffer. He learned the perks of that with the ex. That's part of the fun, the power, the payback. He kept her alive the longest. He'd want to keep the next one alive so he can enjoy himself. She started out just as a uniform started up the stairs. Lieutenant, we've got a wit outside. Says he saw a man fitting the morph description. I'll take him. Yes, sir. And the sweepers just pulled up. We're ready for them. She stepped outside where, between her vehicle, the black and white and the sweeper's van, they'd screwed traffic to hell and back. Eve ignored the blasting horns, the enthusiastic cursing, and homed in on a boy of about 16 in a fake leather jacket, high-step air boots, and a mop of brown hair, shaved high on one side to show off the cluster of silver studs along his ear canal. Didn't it hurt, she wondered, to get holes punched there? Lieutenant Dallas, your name? X. Your name's X. It's like Xavier. Xavier Pack. I'm X. Okay, X, you saw this man? The kid glanced at the morph again, bopped his shoulders up and down twice. Yeah, hey. So, I live, like, over there. He gestured across the street. Just riding my board back from up the mart. Went for a fizz and a pop, and I saw the dude over here gimping along with a couple of rollies.
He limped?
Yeah, hey, you know. The boy demonstrated, hobbling some. Looked peeved, got it? But nice tight threads.
Described said threads.
Good jacket. Looked like real cow. Mostly that's what I noticed. And the gimping. Maybe nice boots.
He screwed up his face in thought.
Yeah, nice boots. Cow too, I bet. So he had some. The one Rolly was mag, duffel style, sharp. But the other? Been around. Pretty dumpy. And man, it was red. Bogus for a dude. Wrap shades. Had some, busted them, bummed.
Limping, tight threads, and pulling a rolling duffel and a red suitcase.
Yeah, big red Rolly. How about his hair? Long, short, color?
Now the boy scratched his head.
Short. Not you short, but not me long. Blondie, I think. Maybe he had a patch.
The thoughtful face again.
Maybe a patch, he said, tapping his chin. I only took the good look because his jacket was fine, and he's gimping along with the rollies like he's hurting bad.
Heading west?
Yeah, that way.
X's eyes shifted to the Farnsworth house. Something wrong with Ms. F?
Yeah.
Like what? Word would spread, and quickly. No point, she decided, in evading. She's dead. We suspect the man you saw is responsible. In a finger snap, he went from frosty teen to stunned boy. His eyes filled, the sheen of tears, the gleam of shock.
Come on. No, man. Fuck that. No way.
I'm sorry. You knew her?
Ms. F? This is sick bad. Ms. F? She's up, you know? She helps me with my e-ship for school. It's not my thing, but she helps me out. That gimp bastard did her? I'd have stopped him. I'd have done something.
You have. Talking to me, telling me what you saw, it's going to help us find him.
Where's her dog? Where's the snuff man?
He's at the vet, Peabody told him.
Is he hurt? Man, more sick bad. She freaking loves that dog.
They're taking care of him.
I want to go talk to my mom. I want to go home.
Go ahead. Eve dug out a card. If you think of anything else, you contact me.
She never hurt anybody. It's not right. She never hurt anybody.
He stuffed Eve's card in his pocket before running across the street.
Maybe she did, Eve said. Maybe she managed to hurt him.
Cabs, Peabody.
I'm already there.
Working her link, Peabody started back to the car with Eve.
Officer?
Eve stopped, waiting as the new father rushed up.
Lieutenant, she corrected.
Oh, sorry. They're keeping Snuffy overnight, at least. I thought you might need the name of the vet, so I had them give me a card.
Thanks.
Is Ms. Farnsworth really?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I didn't get your name.
Brad Peters.
Was it a burglary?
Not exactly.
She was really good to us. We moved in right after Margot got pregnant. Margot's family lives in St. Paul, so it was nice for her to have a, well, motherly type right next door. I didn't hear anything or see. We're so wrapped up in the baby.
There was nothing you could do.
Can we keep the dog?
She really loved that dog. And like the boy, his eyes filmed with tears.
I don't want Snuffy to end up in the shelter because there's nobody to take him. We'll pay the vet bills.
He knows us. He likes us. They were like a unit. He's gonna miss her something fierce. I'll see what I can do. She may have relatives or an heir who'd need to sign off on that. Okay, but we'll take care of him until... He shouldn't have to go to a shelter with strangers. He was her family. Eve thought of Galahad. I'll clear it so he can go from the vet to you unless family claims him. Thanks. I'd better go tell Margot. I don't know how this could happen. Right next door. It happens everywhere, Eve thought as he walked away, because there's always someone like Jerry Reinhold. Cab, she repeated to Peabody. They're checking. A lot of pickups, so have them cross-check with the drop-off at a clinic or health center, urgent care, ER, a medical. Closest one going west from here. Limping, hurting. Maybe he dropped something on his foot. Or maybe the Vic managed to drop herself and the chair on him. I like that image. Hard not to. Peabody re-tagged the cab company, gave her contact the drop-off element. Score! Pick up Varick and late. Drop off Church Street, urgent care. Single passenger, two bags. Let's move. Maybe he'd still be there, stuck in a waiting room, cooling heels and exam. She resisted the urge to go in hot, but not the one to leapfrog through traffic until Peabody's color dropped away. I might need this place, Peabody managed as Eve, once again, double-parked. Eve simply strode across the sidewalk, shoved inside the spacious and unfortunately uncrowded waiting area. A crowd might have kept him hanging until treatment. She headed straight to the receptionist on duty, held up her badge, signaled Peabody for the morph. Is he here? The receptionist frowned at Eve, at the badge, at the morph. No, but he was. Frustration wanted to choke her. When did he leave? Maybe an hour ago, about an hour. Do you know where he was going? His mode of transportation? No. He walked out the door. Why? What was wrong with him? Now she pokered up. I'm not allowed to share any patient's information. Name. What name? The receptionist checked her computer. He signed in as John. That's all that's required if no insurance is involved. He paid cash. I want to see his doctor. Now. If you'd have a seat and chairs, I'll see if I said now. Eve leaned over the counter. I just left a retired school teacher who's on her way to the morgue. You treated the man who sent her there. I'm about an hour behind him, according to you. I'm not going to waste time arguing. Get the medical who treated him out here, or I go back there and make a hell of a mess. Wait, just wait. The receptionist all but flew back. Vanished around a corner. In under a minute, she was back in the wake of a tall, lean Asian man with a flapping white lab coat. What's all this? All this is murder. This man has killed 4 people. I need to know why he came in, what you did, what he said, everything. Without a word, he gestured her back around the same corner and into a small office with a lush potted palm near a fake window. The patient is a murder suspect? Multiple. I need to know what name he used, his injuries, his treatment, and if he scheduled any sort of follow-up. You don't have a warrant. I have 4 dead bodies, but we can play that way, Peabody. The doctor just lifted a hand, waved it. He elected not to use his full name, just John, and neglected to check the privacy form. So, the patient had 2 broken metatarsals on his right foot, along with a hairline fracture on the first cuneiform. He picked up a tablet, tapped, swiped, and showed Eve a diagram of a foot. So, a couple of broken toes And a hairline deal on this part here before the arch?
Basically, yes. There's little you can do other than wand, wrap, and treat for discomfort. Advise the patient to rest the foot. All of which I did. He also had some minor bruising along his diaphragm. There were no internal injuries. He left perfectly ambulatory and with the medication in no particular discomfort. No follow-up. No referral. Offered and declined. He said he was traveling, and he had a couple of suitcases with him. He claimed someone had dropped a heavy case on his foot at the transpo center, then he'd tripped over it, jamming it into his diaphragm. He'd assumed the foot was just bruised, but soon decided it might be more, so came in for exam and treatment. He paid for the exam, the treatment, the meds, the wrap, and the soft cast in cash. How long before it heals? It depends. With daily wand treatments, rest, he could be fine in a matter of days. Without the follow-ups, a couple of weeks. The first treatment is the most intense. Yeah, been there. If he comes back, decides to do another treatment, contact me. Don't let him know. Just keep him waiting or draw the treatment out. He's violent, he's dangerous, and he won't hesitate to kill. Then I'll hope he doesn't. We often have children in here. Just give him a seat, tell him to wait his turn, and tag me. I'll take care of the rest. The minute she walked outside, Eve strode over, kicked her own tire. Crap! He just has to luck into a fast, efficient medical. He couldn't get bogged down with hackers and bleeders and pukers for an hour. She kicked the tire again, then walked around to the driver's door, sliding behind the wheel to a cacophony of horns. Cab, she said yet again to Peabody. Already on it. Chapter 15. After bombing with the cab angle, Eve swung back into homicide, arrowed straight to her office. She'd update the board and book, while Peabody contacted every potential target on the list. Once she had reviewed her notes, written an updated report, she sat, coffee in hand, and studied her board. Parents to ex to teacher. He wasn't killing chronologically. Not by a measure of intimacy. Not by financial gain, as he'd known or had certainly believed Farnsworth had more there than Lori. Was it, in his mind, by level of offense? Or by what or who insulted or angered him most? Ease of access. Circle back, she ordered herself. First killing. Mother. Impulse. Fit of rage. Convenience of weapon. Second killing. Premeditated. Lying in wait. Choice of weapon. Third, planned. Lying in wait. Purchase of weapons. Elements of torture. Fourth, planned. Possible lying in wait. Probable, she decided. Uncertain if he found the murder weapon or brought it with him. More extensive torture. Additional use of Vic for financial gain and very likely for false ID. Different weapon for each. But the use of the bat on 3 out of the 4. Use of tape and cord on the last 2. And all 4 killed in their own homes. He'd probably stick with that, she decided, but ran a probability to back up her own conclusion. Would he sully his own nest, wherever he built it? And he liked, didn't he, killing them where they felt safest, pawing through their things, eating their food? Didn't that add another level of humiliation to murder? The place matters, she said aloud. She heard the thwack of Peabody's cowboy boots coming fast, pushed away from her desk. What do you have? She demanded. We might have something on the electronics. There's a woman out here who came in. She works at Fast Cash Pawnbroker, 5 blocks from the Farnsworth crime scene. I've got her waiting at my desk. She says she checked in 3 comps that match the numbers on Farnsworth's equipment. I checked and they do. I'll talk to her. Get McNabb or whoever Feeney can spare over there to pick them up. The girl, as she barely hit legal age to Eve's gauge, fidgeted in her chair. She was bone thin, black, with hair in ruler straight cornrow braids. She wore a red jacket over coat of paint jeans and bit her nails. Juana Prince, Peabody told Eve. Juana, this is Lieutenant Dallas.
Okay. Hi. I have to report it. It's the law, right?
Why don't you tell me what you have to report?
I work for Mr. Rinskit at Fast Cash, and this droid, you know how you can tell it's a droid, even mostly the really good ones.
Yeah, I know.
He came in hand, carrying 3 comps, full high-end DNCs. It was a load, right? Maybe I thought it was a little tilted, but hey, you get all kinds. But then I'm supposed to check them in after the transaction, and I saw the alert. I told Mr. Rinskit and said how I'd report it, and he said to mind my business. And I said, but Mr. Rinskit, there's the alert, and they're stolen, and part of a police investigation thing. And he said to just shut up, check them in, and forget it if I wanted to keep my job.
She stopped biting her nails long enough to bite her bottom lip.
I did. I mean, I shut up and checked them in, but I didn't forget it. So I took the bus here as soon as I got off work. Because it's the law.
You did the right thing. Have you seen the droid before?
No, ma'am, no. But I think maybe Mr. Rinskit doesn't report like he's supposed to. And maybe I shut up about it, but this was 3 high-end, and I just couldn't keep shutting up. Does he have to know I told?
She started on her nails again, her dark eyes full of worry.
If he knows I reported it after he said not to, he'll fire me for sure. I'm gonna lose my job.
You like your job?
It blows.
Juana smiled a little.
It blows wide, but I gotta work.
Hang on a minute. McNabb and 2 uniforms are on their way to pick up the evidence, Peabody reported. Good. Arrange a voucher for Juana. 100 for the report.
I'll take care of it.
Eve held up a finger, signaling Juana to wait another minute as she pulled out her link. She'd expected Rourke's admin to pick up, but got the man himself. Hey. And a hey to you. I'm just leaving the office. Oh, I'm not. I've got another DB. 3 stolen comps coming in that may help me find the route to money transferred from the DB's account to the killers. And a little thing. E-work, is it? I could use some recreation. Why don't I come to you? You could do that, but it would be to Feeney at this point. I prefer you, but I'll settle. What's the little thing? It's actually why I tagged you. I want to give someone a job.
Doing what?
That's the thing. I don't know. And actually, I want you to give someone a job. His eyebrows rose.
You want me to give someone a job doing you don't know what?
What's the point of having somebody who employs half the planet anyway if you can't say, give this girl a job?
A girl?
Well, early 20s. Honest, straightforward. She's gonna lose her job in a pawn shop for reporting those comps, but she came in anyway. She's neat, clean, polite, and honest, she repeated. You must have something. Lower West would work best.
He said, Eve, on a sigh.
Have her contact Kyle Pruitt, he began and rattled off information. Who is that?
One of the assistants in human resources downtown. She'll have to pass a background check, come in for an interview, but I imagine Kyle can find something. Give me her information and I'll pass it on.
Great. I'll send it to you. And I'll owe you.
You certainly will. But he smiled at her. I'm on my way to you, via Feeny. Satisfied, she turned back to Juana.
Peabody, did you get all Juana's information?
Yes, sir.
Send it to Rourke. The look she sent Peabody cut off any questions. Juana, I need you to note something down.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Lieutenant, Eve said, as Juana pulled out an old, battered link.
Yes, ma'am, Lieutenant.
Close enough. Kyle Pruitt, Eve said, giving Juana the information to key in. Contact him. He'll be expecting it. He's going to help you find a job.
Juana looked up from her link, blinked twice.
A job?
We're going to shut your boss down for 72 hours, more if we find other stolen merchandise. He's going to be fined, and he may face criminal charges. Unless he's an absolute moron, he's going to know you reported him. Don't go back there. Use the contact I gave you. Be honest with him the way you were with me. If there's anything off in your background, tell him up front. Have you ever been arrested, Juana?
Those dark eyes went huge.
No, ma'am, sir, lieutenant. My mama would skin my butt.
Make the contact, and thank you for coming in.
Detective Peabody gave me this voucher. I didn't know you got paid to report. I didn't come in for the money, but we can use it. And I can sure use a chance for the work.
She got to her feet, held out a hand to shake.
Thank you for the chance. Mama says doing the right thing's its own reward, but she'll sure be happy I got this. We'll be saying a special thank you before Thanksgiving dinner. Thank you, both of you. I'm going straight home to tell her.
That was a nice thing to do,
Peabody commented when Juana hurried out.
This could be a solid break, and she gave it to us.
She shifted to block Baxter before he could pass. Where are you going? Wiggling his eyebrows, he smoothed the knot of his tie.
I'm off shift and onto a hot date.
You're back on, and your hot date will have to cool down some.
Man,
he cast his eyes to the ceiling.
I was this close.
Peabody split the list of potential targets up geographically.
Is this the Reinhold murders, Lieutenant?
Trueheart, looking eager, stepped beside Baxter.
That's right. We've got a list of people who've pissed Reinhold off in the past, and any one of them might be next. They've all been notified, offered protection.
You want us to babysit?
Baxter asked.
No. His tally's 4, and all were killed in their own homes. I want face-to-face interviews in those homes, and a full report on the locations, the accesses, the security, the basic rhythm of the households. Also, take note of easily portable valuables. Keen eye on electronics. If said potentials know of other potentials not currently on the list, I want to know. Show them all the morph. If they have cohabs or family members living with them, show them. Talk to them. If he doesn't already have his next kill picked, he's picking one now.
How long's the list? Baxter wondered. Your date's gonna cool off some, Eve repeated. If you can't heat her back up, it's on you.
He flashed a grin.
Heating up's my specialty.
Give them above Soho, Eve decided. You and I will take Soho and down. You get a model, reputedly frosty, as a reward, she told Baxter.
Hot dog!
Got it. Sending to your PPCs, Peabody announced.
Full reports, Eve repeated before turning back to Peabody.
Split up hours. I want to talk to Morris before I work the list. You can take a uniform if you want any help.
I've got it,
sending your share.
Saddle up, then. I'm checking in with EDD, then heading out. Anything pops, tag me. Eve detoured into our office, grabbed her coat, a file bag, and avoiding even the thought of the elevator, took the glides to EDD. Apparently, half of Central had the same idea. Eve braced for the blast of color and movement that was EDD. It rocked her senses before she made it to Feeney's sane office. I'm heading into the field. Wanted to touch base first.
Juggled you in.
Since it looked as if he had at least 6 programs going on his screens, she assumed he was doing considerable juggling.
You said this asshole flunked comp science?
Yeah.
Well, he learned enough to keep her making the transfers without an easy trail. We're bouncing, vanishing, popping, then sinking. I'm saying offshore and off-planet, at least for the bulk, but we're not there yet. I'm saying, too, he'll go numbered and or sheltered. We're gonna find the money sooner or later, but we may not get an ID out of it anytime this decade.
He sent her a look out of Basset Hound eyes. Not shooting straight, anyway. She jammed her hands in her pockets.
I don't want to give him so much as a rat hole for his lawyers to shove him through once we've got his sorry ass. Some are good enough shooting angles not to make a rat hole. Not that I'm saying that's the way.
He lifted his shoulders. Rourke's heading in. And he knew every angle. Had probably invented some.
He likes to play with his nerds.
Feeney only smiled.
We can use him. I'm gonna move into the lab once McNabb gets back with the comps. I can run some of this on auto for now. We may have quicker luck with the equipment.
Let me know when... That was quick, she said when Rourke strolled in.
Some luck with traffic.
His elegant dark suit and top coat stood in contrast to the frenzy of color through the doorway behind him. He glanced at the screens, a quick scan with those wild blue eyes.
Ah, multi-shifts, cross-funnels, lateral dips.
Yeah, Feeney confirmed, and then some.
Won't this be fun?
Have at it. I'm hitting the morgue. Then I have some interviews with potential targets. And where, Rourke wondered, would any sort of food be in the mix? She looked, to his eye, tight and tired.
I'll go with you.
She frowned at him.
What about the fun?
I'll work by remote and have the best of both. You can send what you'd like me to do to my PPC, Rourke said to Feeney.
Can do. If you hang until McNabb gets back...
He's back, Rourke interrupted. I ran into him briefly. He was logging in evidence, then bringing it up to the lab.
We'll log out one of the comps. See what you can do with it.
Delighted. Should I meet you in the garage? He asked Eve.
I can wait.
She stepped to the side, pulled out her link, and took the time to notify those on her list to expect a visit. She finished up with the last one, walking with Rourke as he carried a sealed comp to the garage.
You're supposed to have a minion haul stuff when you dress like that.
Am I now?
Are you volunteering?
She ignored that, keyed in her code to unlock the car doors.
How are you supposed to work on that while we're driving all over Lower Manhattan?
Easily enough, as you'll be behind the wheel. He unsealed the comp, then took some sort of mini drive out of his pocket, attached it to one port, attached his PPC to another. Glanced at her as she pulled out of the garage and into perfectly miserable traffic.
You're tired, he said.
No, I'm not.
You are. And you show it very likely because you haven't had any real food since breakfast.
I had a cookie. And I have a little box of them, which damn it. I left in my office. Say goodbye to those. Real food, he repeated. Had she? She couldn't remember. I'll eat when we get home, Mommy.
He drilled a finger into her side in retaliation, then tapped and switched on the in-dash link.
AC mode, he commanded. 12-ounce protein shake, chocolate.
Received. Selecting.
AC mode? What AC mode? The one programmed into the system because my wife starves herself most days.
Delivering.
He had to take off his seatbelt, shift, reach through the seats to the back. She heard the quiet slide, little click, and frowned into the rear view, but couldn't quite get the angle.
Where is it? How is it?
It's in the back seat console. Just a mini, he said, as he handed her the shake. It'll only hold a few basics. A couple of shakes, coffee.
Coffee?
He gave her a long look, dry as dust.
It must be, love. Coffee, she said again.
A few protein bars as well. You told me you'd read the manual.
I did. Most of it. Some of it. A little of it, she admitted.
And because it must have been love, drank the shake.
It didn't suck. Why aren't you tired? Why don't you have to have a protein shake?
Because I had a decent lunch and a little tea with biscuits a couple hours ago. I was chasing a killer a couple hours ago.
Maybe if you'd eaten something, you'd have caught him.
Would not. Lucky bastard.
Who gets in and out of a health clinic inside 30 minutes? Nobody. But he does. It's been breaking his way. But with this,
she jerked her chin toward the comp, maybe it'll start breaking mine. She pulled up at the morgue.
If you don't need me to come in, I'll start working on that break.
Yeah. She started to get out, hesitated, then put her seat back. Reaching under, she tugged, then pulled out a candy bar with sticky tape crossed over the wrapper.
Clever girl.
That damn candy thief can't get into a shielded vehicle, so I keep emergency candy. She broke it in half, handed him a share.
It is love, she confirmed, then climbed out.
Amused, and since he knew her feelings about candy, touched, he unwrapped it while he began the work.
Interesting, he thought after his initial scan. And challenging, he added after a second, deeper one.
He lost track of time with that interest and challenge, pausing only to make or take link tags if they were relevant or important enough. He came out of his work zone when Eve opened the car door again. She sat, put her head back, shut her eyes. So he set the work aside altogether, laid a hand over hers, said nothing.
Morris figures he had her for about 18 hours, taped and tied to a chair in her home office. He'd bashed her good, back of the head first. A bat again. She had a mild concussion, probably a blinding headache. She was severely dehydrated, so it's unlikely he gave her any food or water.
Several blows to the face, hand, fist. Some of the blood and urine in her lap was canine. She had a little dog. He'd busted it up some. It's at the vet's. She'd torn her wrists, back of her hands, her ankles.
Oh, God, he thought, but said nothing.
She tore the skin off trying to get the tape loose. Dislocated shoulder. We think she did that right before or when he was killing her, smothering her with a plastic bag over her head.
We think she managed to tip the chair over so it fell on his foot. He has a couple of broken toes and a hairline fracture in his foot. I think she did that. She didn't let him stroll away. She made him pay a little. At least a little. Who was she? Rourke asked quietly. A good teacher. A good neighbor. A woman who loved her damn dog. I think he used that. Everyone said she loved the dog. The dog was her family. I don't see her just doing whatever he wanted. But if he threatened to hurt what she loved, threatened her family, she probably would. At least try to stall him, and then hurt him when she knew she wouldn't live through it. You'll find him. She glanced at the comp. Will I? You will, yes. This part may not be quick, but it'll be done. This unit wasn't wiped by an amateur. It's thorough and professional. He must have forced her to do it. When did she die? The time, I mean. Right about 1600. Then no. It was done shortly after. No way he could do it, if you say it's thorough and professional. He doesn't have the chops. It's the droid, she realized. She had a droid, and she would have programmed it herself. He had the droid wipe the comps. There's nothing there? There's always something. It's the bringing it back, the finding it that's the trick. I'll do better with this in my own lab. I'll work the financial data Feeney sent me until we get home. She nodded, straightened, then called up the list Peabody had sent her and followed the computer's suggestion for route. She was tired, Eve realized when she came to the last address. At this point, she just wanted home. Just to get inside her own space, work this thing through. I'll go in with you this time, Rourke said. I've done most of what I can this way. Okay. This is Reinhold's former Little League coach. He benched Reinhold for not listening, so Reinhold basically picked up his bat and went home. And you think he'd kill this man for something that happened when he was a child? I know he would, Eve corrected. She lifted her badge to the security scanner of the squat six-unit building, waited for verification and clearance. They're on two, she told Rourke when they went inside. Wayne Boyd, his wife, Mariana. Two offspring, one in grad school, one in college. She chose the whistle-clean stairway, then knocked on 2B, held her badge up to the security peep. Lieutenant Dallas, came through the speaker. That's right. I spoke with you earlier. There's someone with you? My civilian consultant. It took another moment, but locks cleared, the door opened. Boyd stood cautiously studying both her and Rourke, a fit man in his late 50s who'd let a little gray sprinkle through his deep brown hair. He had a strong face, clear blue eyes, and beside him stood a burly, ugly dog whose study was anything but cautious. All right, Bruno, rest. The dog immediately leaned against Boyd's side, and his tongue rolled out in a strange and goofy grin. We're a little edgy since we heard about Ms. Farnsworth. Understood. Can we come in? Yeah, sorry. It's okay, Mariana. It's the police. I told her to go upstairs in case. Our kids are here for the holiday. He closed the door, stepped back into a large, high-ceilinged living space ringed by a railing along the second level. The dog padded over to a square of dog-haired red rug and immediately began gnawing on some sort of bone. Three people appeared on the second level. A slim blonde, a broad-shouldered man, early 20s, and a willow-slim brunette, a couple years younger than the man.
"They're old enough to argue," the blonde told Boyd, "and I'm outnumbered."
"We're all in this, Dad." The young man led the way down.
"Okay, okay, Flynn, you're right. We're all in it."
"I should make coffee. Can I get you coffee?" Mariana asked. Eve decided she could kill for coffee, even fake coffee.
"That'd be great.
Mr. Boyd, is there anyone else staying here at this time?"
"No, just us. Flynn and Sari will be here until Sunday when they go back to campus. We all have until Monday before routine starts again."
"You've seen the morph of Reinhold, all of you?"
"Yes, none of us have seen him."
"I hope I do," Flynn muttered.
"Stop!"
Boyd leveled a warning glare. "Flynn had Ms. Farnsworth in high school. We're all shaken by what happened to her. Lieutenant, I benched the kid for a few games more than a decade ago, maybe 15 years ago. Not that he learned anything from it. When he didn't listen at his at-bat championship game and struck out, I didn't come down on him. It's Little League. They're kids. You don't dump on them.
He was a little bastard then. Now he's a bigger one."
"Flynn," his mother said wearily as she brought out coffee.
"It's true," Sari spoke up. "Maybe I didn't really know him, but I remember he was mean and spiteful. And maybe I didn't have Ms. Farnsworth, but..."